Run, 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 and JoJo got. Oh gosh, let me microphone out. Sorry, I didn't mean to shout. Let me turn that down just a fraction. I get excited, and then when I get excited, I get too close to the microphone. When I get too close to the microphone, it sounds as though I'm shouting when I'm not really. Welcome to a brand new show that I'm doing called One Hit Wonders, and they are one hit wonders. First one we started off there, a little bit of JoJo Gunn from around the early 70s, 72, 73, 74, something like that. The only hit they ever had, which was Run, Run, Run. And I thought that was a fine start to. Can I just say, whether you are or not, and I know you are really deep down, I'm looking forward to this show. This show will be really, really good. One Hit Wonders. What do we class as One Hit Wonders? You see, when I was researching this show, we had all sorts of things. When I was on the sort of Google, because you know, those of you who are sort of a little bit internet savvy, you know any question in the whole world you can answer on internet. They'll always come up with the answer. And so I put in One Hit Wonders. And they came up with the answer. They came up with, probably they came up with too many different answers. Because some groups that I thought, nah, not a one hit wonder, inside, they were put as one hit wonders. And I was trying to work out exactly what their format was. Some seemed to be a one hit wonder if they only had one top 10 hit. Because I remember researching something and in Mungo Jerry was a one-hit wonder. Well, they weren't. I know they weren't because they were one of my fave bands, so I know they weren't. So my sort of take on one-hit wonders will be, generally speaking, they only had one big hit and then weren't really sort of heard of again. Or we're sneaking in one big hit and they may have done something else that never really sort of bothered the charts to any shape or form. But generally speaking, just one big hit. But they might have had something in the sort of very distant past that everybody would have thought, yeah, don't even remember that one. So that's the format for the show. Stay tuned for the next hour because we are going to be coming up with some really, really good. Some of you think, yeah, I'm glad that was a one hit wonder. Some of you think, oh, wish they hadn't even done the one hit. Others you'll have thought, wish they'd have done a few more. So I'm going to do a couple back to back now. This one was from the 60s. This was a chap called Keith who had a hit with 98.6.
Hey, 98.6, it's good to have you back.
I'll tell you what, I know he's a one hit wonder. 98.6. Let's do it from the beginning. We've got to give him his moment of glory, haven't we? I don't know what happened there. Why it queued up halfway through, your guess is good as mine. Keith, 98.6.
Save me, oh, I love my baby. have you back again. Oh, hey, 98.6, a loving is the medicine that saved me. Oh, I love my baby.
A few easy one-hit wonders to get you in the mood. Don't think they're all going to be as easy as this. I shall test your knowledge before long. We will see how many of these that you actually know and how many that you suddenly think, oh, I remember that, but for the life of me, can't think who it is. That one was Maria McKee, of course, from the film Days of Thunder and Show Me Heaven. And before that, we had a little bit of Nana and 99 Red Balloons. Before that, as I say, we had Keith and 98.6. Don't for the life of you think I'm going to get every one-hit wonder done in this next hour. I knew there was a load. I didn't realise how many there was until I started sort of putting them together. I will be doing this series for ages. I've got a couple. I've just looked at what the next couple are, and I may jiggle them around because they're really good. The next one, I think if I remember rightly, early 70s again. There's a lot of one-hit wonders in the 70s and early 80s. I've got that one over there. I've got one. Shall I do that one that you've got to start? Now, I'm going to do the one that I think, if I remember rightly, was written by Stevie Wonder. And he didn't have the big hit with it. That was by somebody else who I'm not going to tell you. You've got to guess. Then I'm going to do one from... That was the theme tune for Friends. I would say no more than that, but get ready to do the clapping bit. And then we may... Again, I'm going to do this one that is going to be one of my all-time classic rock version of House of the Rising Sun. But this one, as I say, starting off with Isn't She Lovely? But it's not Stevie Wonder, for those of you who think that it is, because I know he wrote it. I certainly wrote it. This is the chap that had a hit with it, or it may have been the other way around, but this chap had the one hit with it. This... Isn't She Lovely?
Isn't she wonderful? It's like you're always Something happening here, but what it is ain't exactly clear. There's a man with a gun over there, telling me I got to beware. I think it's time we stop, children. What's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. Being drawn, nobody's right if everybody's wrong. Young people speak in their minds, are getting so much resistance from behind. Time we stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. A field day for the heat. A thousand people in the street, singing songs and carrying signs. Mostly say hooray for our side. It's time we stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. Your life, it will creep. It starts when you're always afraid. Step out of line, the man come and take you away. We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. Stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. We better stop now. What's that sound? Everybody look what's going down.
I told you that it's going to get harder. You can't have the easy ones all the way through. Halfway through the show, you are listening to One Hit Wonders. I hope you're enjoying the first half hour of the shows. I told you we'd have some good stuff. I told you we'd have some weird and wonderful stuff. Not as weird as I'm going to get. Whether I should manage to squeeze some really weird ones in today or whether you'll have to wait for the next show, only time will tell. Grandad Clive Dunn springs to mind. Anyway, the few tracks we had there, the one that may have caught you out a little bit from the 60s, Buffalo Springfield, and For What It's Worth. Before that, the rock version. And I, you know, I could see some of you out there with your air guitars, Frigid Pink, and their cover of House of the Rising Sun. Then we had the theme tune for Friends, which were the Rembrandts, and I'll Be There For You. And the one that was written, that I think was written by Stevie Wonder, was David Parton. And isn't she lovely? Back to the 70s. Do you remember this one? This was a cracker.
Mm-hmm. your backbone slip. Pulling out your tongue, put your hand in the air. Make a big sign, you just don't care. Now you feel free, you gotta lose control. Oh, got chill, got a little bit soul. You don't have to think, you don't have to move muscle. Feel the brow beating heavy leather resurrection shuffle.
Thank you. will always be when you kiss, when you kiss me right. I don't want to ever say goodnight. I need you, I want you near me, I love you, yes I do, and I hope you hear me when I say be mine. If you will, I know all will be fine. When will you be mine?
Oh baby, I need you, I want you near me, I love you, yes I do, and I hope you hear me.
I don't want to ever say goodnight. I need you, I want you near me, I love you, yes I do, and I hope you hear me when I say be mine. If you will, I know all will be fine. When will you?
Are gone, memories linger on, thoughts of when I was a boy. Penny farthings on the street, riding motor cars, but funny things, frightening bowling hoops and spinning tops, Penny Dreadful's lollipops, comic cuts, all different things. Tied up with string, flying, telephones and talking things, sighing, a radio and phonograph, Charlie Chaplin made us laugh, silently falling about. Familiar things I keep around, memories of my younger days, clearly come into my mind. Every day I find thoughts of when I was a boy.
That's what
Don't blame me. It was your fault. You put the thought into my mind when I was playing them a bit earlier. And I says, oh, Grandad. And I thought, right, I've got to play that one now. Just goes to show that not all one-hit wonders should have been any hits at all. That was Clive Dunn, of course, and Grandad. Before that, we had the Kaelin Twins. And then we had a flick into the other screen. Oh, we had Breakfast at Tiffany's, which was Deep Blue Something. And the one that I started with that may well have caught you out was the Resurrection Shuffle. And that was Ashton Gardner and Dyke. Looking at the time, I only got 10 minutes left. So I've got to squeeze a few more in. We've got to get rid of Clive Dunn off our minds, haven't we? This one should do it. This is Cutting Crew.
I just died.
The Cutting Crew and I Just Died in Your Arms Tonight, which brings us to the end of today's show of One Hit Wonders. We've had some good stuff, apart from Clive Dunn, of course. I'm not going to apologise. I keep telling you, it's your fault. You put the seed of thought into my head. And that was it. I had to track it down. It was going to be played sometime along the line. Anyway, one week or other, it was always going to feature with me with One Hit Wonder. I've got time to squeeze one last song in before I go. Thanks for joining me for the last hour. Hopefully you've enjoyed this show as much as I have. I played some really good stuff. A couple of tracks that I hadn't heard for a long time. I can see that I'm going to have to do a few more of these shows. So keep tuned, because I will be back with some more One Hit Wonders. Going to say, finish with one more. See you all again soon. Bye for now. This is a little bit of Golden Earring. Well, it would be. If it, I don't know what it is with this blooming machine that I've got here. Try this one. That's better. See you all soon.
Comfort coming in from above, but don't need no letter at all. We've got a No more speed, I'm almost there. Gotta keep cool now, gotta take care. Last car to pass. Gonna find my baby, gonna hold her tight, gonna grab some afternoon delight. My motto's always been, when it's right, why wait until the middle of a cold, dark night? When everything's a little clearer in the light of day, and we know the night is always gonna be here anyway.
Thinking of you's working up my appetite, looking forward to a little afternoon delight. Rubbing sticks and stones together make the sparks ignite.
In flight, afternoon delight. Sun gone down, thinking of you's working up an appetite, looking forward to a little afternoon delight. Rubbing sticks and stones together make a spark ignite, and the thought of rubbing you is getting so exciting. Sky rockets in flight.